Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to another in the Pre-System Teleseminar Series. This is where we give away as much stuff as we possibly can to everybody, whether you come to the system or not. We've been doing this since 2002. The idea is to prepare all of our system attendees for System 2011 so that when they arrive, we're all on the same book, reading the same page. Hey, if you don't come to the system, feel free to take this stuff and go make a lot of money with it. We've had plenty of people do that, and a good percentage of them end up being paying customers eventually. So, it works for us, and it doesn't cost us anything to give this away, so we're happy to share it. For people that are just hearing this for the first time, just so you know a little bit about me, Ken McCarthy, the System Seminar. I'm the guy that organized and sponsored and made happen the very first seminar conference ever on the subject of web marketing. It's hard to believe, but it's true. 1994, back in San Francisco, Mark Andreessen, the co-founder of Netscape and inventor of the web browser, was my partner in that venture. And that tape, the videos from that hold up pretty well, actually. If you watch them, we covered a lot of fundamentals that still apply today, 16 years later. And interestingly enough, that's what today's call is going to be about, just fundamental stuff. And I look at a lot of people's websites, and I see a lot of the same mistakes over and over again. And you know what? Sometimes I see them on my own website. So pros need to be reminded of the fundamentals too. So if you are one of our super pro listeners, indulge me here and let's review the fundamentals together. If you're new to internet marketing or just getting started or trying to make your breakthrough, this could be one of the most important calls you listen to. And we have had people make massive breakthroughs. Remember, if you listen to the Jeff Nelson interview, Homemade Money, he had a business that was doing pretty well. You know, they're making money, paying the mortgage and so on. And one idea, just one idea, which I considered sort of a throwaway, remember to do this because it's a fundamental, doubled their income immediately. Like, it took a day. So in these simple ideas, there is a lot of leverage and a lot of power. And frankly, it takes an intelligent person to be interested in the fundamentals. Most people like to chase shiny metal objects. I do too, by the way. I know it's a natural human trend. But if you want to make a lot of money and you want to make solid progress and you really want to make this thing work, learn what the fundamentals are from us or from any other legitimate source and find some way to remind yourself of them daily and then apply them rigorously. So let's go through some fundamentals. I'm looking at this guy's website. It's for a very good cause. It's a cause near and dear to my heart. It's a film about the music tradition in New Orleans. And, you know, that's a good thing. And we want everybody in the world to see the film. So they've done quite a bit of work. And what they're trying to do is raise money now to finish their film. So what they did was they had a landing page with a bunch of text. And if you were Sherlock Holmes, you would have found the link to click on to actually go see the trailer. So lesson number one, put your big guns right up there on the table. You know, don't hide them, don't be shy, don't be subtle. Their big gun in this case was the very beautiful and very interesting movie trailer that they've already made. So I said, look, you know, don't make people have to hunt and find it. Make that the very first thing they see. Put it right in their face. And because why? You know, that trailer is, you know, if you make a movie trailer correctly, it's, you know, one of the best advertisements you can ever have, right? So if that's the first thing they see and it's above the fold and they're going to click on it, if they click on it, you've won, you know, because you've engaged them and now the movie is doing its work. So they followed me on that, thank God. You know, sometimes clients argue about the obvious, but most people don't remain my clients very long. These guys got it, so they get to, I'm happy to keep working with them. So they did that. And then I said, look, you want them to donate, and they've signed up with one of these very interesting programs where, you know, you send your fans to the page and they can donate to help support your film or your record or your CD or whatever artistic project you're working on. And it's kind of a cool idea. It's really great and it's groovy and it's cool and it's socially networked and all that jazz. Problem is, you can't just send somebody cold to the page. And that's what they were doing. They were saying, you know, help us finish our film or help us whatever. And big problem with that. People click on the link and all of a sudden they're in another world. And as cool and groovy as this idea is, the execution of the donations page wasn't really that good. And this is another massive, massive fundamental. You don't want people's experience after they click on a link on your page to be jarring. In other words, you know, if they're in a room that's painted blue and they click on your link, they want to land, they should land in another room that's painted blue. Okay? Now, if you can't control that, and in this case they can't, because it's another site, it's a service that handles all the money, and you know, they don't have the technical ability to put all that together. And you know, so that's fine. But what you have to do is have a transition page, right? So that when they click, so that when you sold them on the idea that this is a worthy project, and hey, they should donate, or in your case, if you're selling something, they should buy, or they should sign up for whatever, and you don't have control over the page that you are sending them to after they click, create a transition page. And in this case, I just suggested something really simple: just have a short, easy to read, visually easy to read, and that means margins that aren't too wide, paragraphs that aren't too long, simple language, not too many words. You know, it takes, you know, there's a funny, I think it was Winston Churchill that said this. He wrote a letter to a friend. He said, "I'm sorry this letter is so long. If I had more time, it would have been shorter." And unless you're a writer, you may not really grasp the significance of that. Hey, look, anybody that, you know, can run off at the mouth all day long and write and write and write and write, it takes somebody that's put some thought into it to condense the power of what you have to say in as few words as possible. So anyway, you know, in this case, I was recommending to them, make your transition page just a short, simple letter note from the director explaining, you know, the deal, which is, hey, you know, the film is coming along beautifully, and we just, you know, we're raising money from lovers of the music of New Orleans to help finish it, and we're using a service named, I don't even know what the service is named, but we're using a service named X, and when you click on the link below, it will take you there, and if you are so inclined and want to help us finish this film, we'd be eternally grateful, and when you click on the link, you'll be taken to their site, and this is a good site that you can trust. Something like that. You know, just, in other words, orient them. That's what the purpose of a transition page is, to orient your visitor so there's not this jarring experience. Hey, I was just in Bermuda, and now I'm in Newfoundland, you know? That's not the kind of experience people like. They want to kind of have a seamless experience from one page to another. So that's why transition pages are so important. Next item that I advise them on, so first thing I advise them on, just for review, because this is so critical, put your big guns up front. Don't be shy. Don't be subtle. Number two, if you have to send somebody off your site to a third-party service, create a transition page. Okay. Number three, they didn't have an opt-in on their homepage or on their landing page. Bad. Okay. And I'm as guilty of this as anybody, and I'm constantly going through old sites and adding opt-ins to them. I mean, I've done okay, but you know, like everybody, sometimes I take my eye off the ball. But really, if traffic is ending up on a page of yours, you must create some kind of monetization scheme. And I mean scheme in the good sense of the word, you know, the way the British use it. Scheme means plan. And the America scheme is kind of a shady thing. But you need to have some kind of a plan. Okay, they're going to land on my page. Do I want them to just look at it, smile, and go somewhere else? No. You want them to land on the page and do something that leads to some kind of sale. You could offer them something to buy right away. Sometimes that works, but something that also works very well is to offer them something of value in exchange for their email address, and then follow up with them in an interesting, informative, useful way, and let them know about your product and your project or whatever it is that you're promoting. So they had no opt-in device of any kind on their homepage. So, you know, that was a big one. Put the opt-in box on your page, and you can test this, and you should test this. But clearly, you want your opt-in box to be above the fold. And if anybody doesn't know what above the fold is, that comes from the newspaper world. And you know, newspapers are folded in half and stacked up. And the stuff that people see as they're walking by on their way to work past the newsstand is all the material above the fold. When people sit down to the web and go to a page, the first thing they see is called it's called above the fold. Right? Make sure, we were talking about big guns earlier. Make sure that all your big guns on your landing page are above the fold. And this is one of the most common mistakes in all of direct marketing, not just internet marketing, but direct mail too. We all make it, and we all need to be vigilant not to make it, which is sometimes some of our best stuff is either below the fold or it's buried, you know, two or three links down into the site. Not good. Take your best stuff, put it right front and center above the fold. And since getting action from your visitors is paramount, one of the things you absolutely want above the fold is your opt-in offer. And I like to put it in the, you know, on the right-hand column, up. Okay. Why is that? Because people read in English and in most languages these days, read from left to right, so their eyes naturally gravitate to the right. So we've got, in this case, we've got the video on the left. People click on it, they watch it, they're amazed. Some of them will be moved to want to support the film, and then they're right next to the film, this opt-in box, and some of them will fill it out, and then the game begins. So that was something that I recommended. Now, something too, they were asked, now they've done that, but what they did was they asked for the first name and the last name and the email. And it's like, here's the deal, never ask for data that you don't absolutely need and have a clear plan to use. Are you really going to use that person's last name? Do you really need it? What the heck are you going to use it for? I like to get first names because then I can personalize my emails, and I really believe in the personalization of emails. It's so simple to do. We use AWeber. I'm sure other services make it easy to do this as well. You get the person's email address, you get their first name, and when you write them, you are writing to them. It's not, hey, you, read this. It's dear John or dear Mary or dear Bill or dear Sally. And, you know, it may seem like a small thing and a trivial thing, but it's not. It has a massive difference in creating readership. And that's what this game is about, by the way. It's not about, you know, being Shakespeare. It's just about making sure people read what you write. So you want to use every possible edge you have. And a very simple edge is to make sure that when you send a letter to somebody, you address them by name. I mean, if you were writing to a friend, would you just not even say, dear Bill? And just send a sort of a generic postcard? I mean, that would be ridiculous. So, but now let's circle around and go back to the main point here. They're asking for first name, last name, and email address. And my advice to them is, since you don't need the last name and you don't have any use for the last name and will never use it, don't ask for it. Because in the world of filling out forms, the more you ask for, the less people fill the form out in general. That's a good general rule. I mean, there's always exceptions, but in general, the more you ask for, especially on a home page, especially when they don't even know you and they don't have a terribly strong motivation to interact with you at all, the less you ask, the better. The less you ask, the more people will fill out the form. So by simply removing that last name cell on their opt-in, they're going to increase their opt-in rate instantly, overnight. Not overnight, instantly. An instant improvement, and that's what we're always looking for. So it's a simple thing, right? Not rocket science. But you know what? If it increases your opt-in rate by 30, 40, 50%, maybe it is rocket science. Maybe you know what? Maybe all this simple stuff is the rocket science, and all the rocket science is some kind of a diversion. I never really thought about that, but it's worth thinking about. Simple stuff. You know, we didn't really get into anything. We didn't get into any calculus. We didn't get anything complicated. But just to review, don't be shy. Make sure your best stuff above the fold is above the fold. Lead with your biggest guns. If you're so lucky to have a strong video, my God, don't bury it in your site. Number two, if you're going to send somebody off your site, for instance, you're an affiliate, which is a great way to make money if you know what you're doing and are trained, make sure that you send them to a transition page. Don't just say, click on this link, and then all of a sudden they're in some weird site. They don't know what it's about. It's totally different style, totally different energy. Make a transition so they're geared up and prepared to take action when they get to that foreign page. Go for the opt-in or some other event that you can then use to strengthen the relationship and lead to a sale, or in this case, support of a film. Make your opt-in simple. Don't ask them for, you know, their birthday and where their grandma was, you know, born and their great-grandfather's maiden name. I don't know, whatever crazy stuff people ask for in these forms. Don't ask for it. Only ask for the data you need. And then with your opt-in box, put it in a juicy place. Don't Don't bury it. Certainly don't put it below the fold unless you have a really good reason. And again, you know, I break these rules sometimes. You know, you won't see people adhere to them 100% of the time. But generally, these are the safe bets. And when you're a beginner, you should pay a lot of attention to what is the foundational stuff. What are the safe bets? What are the industry rules of thumbs? Start there. And then you can start innovating and doing kind of crazy stuff that, of course, you test to see if it's effective. But learn the fundamentals first. So that was that was our call for today. I'm going to bet that people that have been doing internet marketing for a long time got a lot out of this call, even if they knew everything that I said and have already been using it for 20 years or 10 years or 15 years. Because one of our challenges in this business is to not only know the fundamentals, but to apply the fundamentals. And if you're a beginner, I recommend you listen to this call many, many times, and then you break it out. It's every time you're designing a landing page, because I really kind of laid out all the things that matter. So this is Ken McCarthy, the Pre-System series, and we do this to raise awareness under this name since 2002, but I've been putting on big internet marketing trainings and events since 1994. This year, it will be April 15th through 17th. So to find out about everything related to the System Seminar, go to thesystemseminar.com. And again, it's April 15th through 17th in New York, New York City, right across the Hudson, actually. So it's thesystemseminar.com. This is Ken McCarthy, and I will be seeing you on the next pre-system Teleseminar.